Welcome to the Ion Basketball Podcast, the Control Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Harper. Matt Moore, Skyping with us. Matt, Lakers are still back.
Lakers are back, baby. Two games. They're going streaking.
2-0 on the season. That's what I tweeted last night. They're 2-0 on the season. You know, they were six games under 500 in the preseason. But
I told you, man, like they hit the schedule at the right time.
Yeah.
Like, the Cavs game was that, like, catch-yourself game. To be like, all right, weak team, at home, we're desperate. Let's stabilize this thing. And then Milwaukee comes in. And they're like, that's like a typical Milwaukee doesn't show up game. Like, that makes sense. Like, Milwaukee only shows up in very particular circumstances.
Man, Brandon Jennings was bad.
It was not a good night.
Yeah, I think
pretty much anybody on the Bucks, not like nobody played well.
I think Marcel Mutoni tweeted that Brandon Jennings has the look of someone that is already at Roscoe's for the post-game celebration.
It was really annoying, though, because everyone on Twitter was like, yeah, man, the Bucks are terrible. And I'm just like, you have not watched a Bucks game all year.
Right. This is not indicative of their play.
This is the first game you have watched, and you just assume. Like, right. No. Like, they had a bad night. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, if the Lakers win tomorrow night against the Heat, all hell is going to break loose on the internet.
And they're going to. I'm just telling you right now, they're going to. And I'm telling you, the Heat are playing the Warriors tonight, who are, you know, they've been on a little bit of a slump, but they're going to get it together. They've been playing, I think their play's been okay.
Yeah.
They're going to get it together. They're going to beat the Heat tonight, and the Heat are going to be discombobulated on a back-to-back road trip in L.A. There are matchup problems with the team. The Heat, the defense hasn't been good enough. I'm telling you. Lakers are going to win that game. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be absolute chaos.
Oh, the 180 from the Thunder game to this Heat game with Lakers fans is going to be phenomenal. I mean, it's going to be just really impressive to watch.
Especially with Magic. That's what I'm waiting for. I want to see what Magic Johnson says. That's my biggest thing.
Lakers are back. That's what he's going to say.
And, you know, I think when you want to give credit for this, you have to give all the credit to Kobe Bryant.
I think so.
That's what's going to happen. It's like nobody else on that team, not a single player.
No, Kobe's been shooting.
And definitely not the coach.
No, definitely not the coach. Don't ever give credit to the coach you disagree with.
To make it clear, like, I'm not disputing the fact that Bryant's been amazing, because, I mean, God, last night, just,
he was,
what are you going to do?
Ridiculous.
31 points, 19. He took 19 shots last night.
What I didn't get is the Bucks had Luke Richard and Bob Mute in to defend Ron Artest. Like, the first quarter, he was defending Ron Artest. I'm like, why do you have him in the game? Why are you putting your shutdown defender on Ron Artest? Like, he's not going to do anything.
Well, that did free him up to shoot 3 of 10 from the field.
That's true, it did. And that was the great thing, is D'Antoni put Nash on Mbah Mute. It was basically like, go ahead. Go post him up. Go ahead. If that's how you want to win this game, by all means. It was really a great just like, okay, you've got the matchup that you would theoretically want. I dare you to exploit it. Didn't work out.
Would the Bucks be better if they started Beno Udrih and brought Monte off the bench?
No, I think you kind of got to roll with it. I think they would be better if they started Tobias Harris instead of Mbah Mute. I really don't understand how.
Why are you down on Mute?
He's a fine role player. Tobias Harris is a better basketball player, and he gives them more offense. He's a decent defender. I think he's a good rebounder. I would bring Ilyasova off the bench. It's like a six-man role with Dunleavy and Udrich. I'd start either Henson or I'd start Udo.
But they have to make a trade. I'm looking at this roster. They have got to make a trade.
They have too many mediocre weapons.
Like,
still can't believe Marquise Daniels plays double-digit minutes.
I like him. I think he plays well.
I'm terrified of him, but I don't know. I don't know that I like his game. I was disappointed that Drew Gooden didn't get in.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many guys that you could see as being parts of a deal for something.
Yeah.
Like, Mike Dunleavy, John Henson, Marquise Daniels, Samuel Dalembert, Ekpe Udo, Tobias Harris, Drew Gooden, Jaron Lamb, Joel Pribilla. That's their bench. Good God.
You know, nobody ever talks about this with this team, but You know how everyone loves a story of a player gets drafted by a team, comes up through the ranks with them, and then like leaves them and then like signs with them for a final year to retire? Like Scottie Pippen kind of did that, you know? Signed with the Bulls and retired. I wonder if the Bucks will get a chance to do that with Dirk Nowitzki. Just sign him back. Say, hey, draft night trade never happened. Let's end your career where it started.
Delusional revisionist history approach ever.
I would love for that. That would be great.
And they retire his jersey and everything.
Yeah, they should retire his jersey.
They list all of his accomplishments.
Third greatest Bucks player in history, behind Kareem and Oscar. Sorry, Terry Cummins.
Antoine Jameson.
No. Don't try it.
You know, I'm looking at his line 3 of 8. I saw all 3 of his makes.
Yeah.
As I was looking up and flipping up to that game, like I saw all 3 of his makes, and so I was like, "Hey, he played pretty." Oh no, he shot 3 of 8. Oh.
Yeah, the first quarter, D'Antoni brings Jameson and Morris off the bench, and I think they had like maybe they're up 12 or 11 when they brought him in, and in 5 minutes they were both a -10. I was like, "This is a time where plus minus is actually showing you what happens in the game,"
right?
Because they have completely destroyed all momentum that the Lakers had.
Is Dwight back?
He looked back. I don't, you know, Sanders is a very good defender, a very good shot blocker, but he's a thin guy. Like, he's clearly not powerful enough to deal with Dwight right now. Dwight looked more explosive. You know, he looked like he was moving better. It could have just been that he was able to push guys away from him, so he had room to operate. That's why I'm not quite sure that he's back, but that was a dominant performance, and his jump looked quick, his jump looked high. Both on offense and defense, like he looked good. I don't know if it's a consistent thing, but he looked good. Here's the thing with the Bucks. You have all of these big men. I mean, you have Sanders. You can even throw I think Mbah Mute on Dwight for short stretches. You've got Udo, Sanders, Mbah Mute, Henson, D'Alembert, Drew Gooden. Why aren't you hacking Dwight Howard when he's dominating you? That's what I don't get. He took 8 free throws. He should have taken 16. Like, why not hack him? You know, we don't like the hack a Dwight strategy, but as long as it's legal and you're getting killed by this guy inside, you got to change something up. You have the fouls to give. I mean, that team is deep with big men.
It's Jim Boylan. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I wondered why on Twitter. Why when Skiles was coaching and Jim Boylan was the assistant, why we didn't have the other Boylan assistant joke. And Paul Flannery replied to me with epic failure. I'm just going to assume he meant with the with us not having that joke and not with my joke. That's what I'm going to assume. Because I laughed about it for a couple of minutes. I'm not going to lie.
Just chuckled slightly.
Yeah.
What else happened last night?
You know what? This Brooklyn team, 7 in a row.
And they're almost all by double digits.
Yeah, and they've won...
They're killing teams.
They've won 9 of 10 since Carlissimo took over.
Yep.
Deron Williams looked great. Lopez looked great. Joe Johnson looked great. And they beat, you know, they beat not Bargnani.
It was the MVP this year.
Yeah, you've been banging that drum.
You know, and they withstood 15 points on 7 shots from Amir Johnson.
Right.
I mean, when you combine that with the hustle, that's like overcoming a 40-point game from Jordan.
Be honest. You hate Raptors fans more than any other fan base.
I do now, which is odd, because like, I love this team. Like, I think Dwayne Casey's a fantastic coach. But after every single win, they're like, what's up now? And then they lose, and nothing. It's just... And they're like, well, you love Andrea Bargnani. And I'm like, well, no. I just don't think he's to blame for everything. Right. I don't think this team is very good.
Right. What was impressive is Kyle Lowry went down with, it looked like a pretty bad ankle injury, and they said he wasn't going to return. And then he came back in and scored like 19 points in his final 7 minutes. Like, he went off.
Yeah, that's a shot.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he feels great today.
Like, he apparently was barely able to walk at halftime. He was like, it's already, after the game, he was already like, I'm pretty sore. Like, I don't expect him to play tonight.
Yeah, it looked pretty bad.
There's no reason for him to be coming off the bench. There's just none.
Yeah, I mean, if he's fine with the role, I don't mind it. I would imagine he's not.
Yeah, I was like, that's a nice fairy tale.
Yeah, I would imagine he's not okay with it. I mean, Calderon he's played fantastic this season, the last 2 months, but I don't know. I think you got to roll with Lowry. Especially
in Amir's defense, Amir's playing on one leg. Like he's basically sprained his ankle like 4 times in the last 5 games.
Yeah,
and just playing through it because he's just tough as nails. How good would Amir Johnson be as the backup power forward in like LA?
Oh, he'd be fantastic. Because like, I mean, I'm not a Jordan Hill guy at all, and I think he's a lot better than Jordan Hill. I mean,
he's clearly better than Jordan Hill.
Yeah, a lot better. I would capitalize that a lot.
Brook Lopez, 22 points on 12 shots, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks.
10 of 10 from the line. He's good. He's really good.
He's great.
I don't know that I still don't know that I would have mortgaged my luxury tax future by giving him the max, but I guess they kind of had to. Like that, he's played incredible this year. And his defense isn't terrible. He's big. He's in there. It's not good, but it's not terrible.
You said the other day on a podcast with Ethan, you thought that Marc Gasol is the best center in the league.
Yeah.
Which made me very happy because I'm a big Marc Gasol guy.
Yeah.
But Brooks making a case, man. He's so good offensively and fine defensively.
Sure.
He's making a really strong case for being the best center in the league. I thought that was nuts. I was holding out saying, well, he's the best offensive center.
Yeah.
He's the best scoring center. And then it was, well, okay, he's the best offensive center. And now I'm like, he's awful good.
Here would be my tiebreaker, is that obviously he's a better scorer than Gasol. Gasol is obviously a better defender. And it's not even the rebounding. I think Gasol's passing puts him
over. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say.
That's the difference. That's the slight edge I would give him right now. And that's, of course, because Dwight is injured. We don't know if Dwight is actually back or if he's just playing $6 big men that have a combined weight of like 300 pounds.
I also kind of don't care. I'm so disgusted with Dwight's behavior. I have a hard time. Like, I know I'm not supposed to care about that stuff in relation to how he plays, but I do. Like, yeah. He's just been such a schmuck. Andre Blatch, 14 points, 10 assists, or 14 points on 10 shots.
How about that?
Yeah. He's playing really well. I mean, you know, it's good to see a guy that doesn't really have anything going on in his personal life just play like this.
Right. I mean, it is nice to see.
Yeah, move away from that subject before I start getting angry.
Yeah, it is. I will say this before any other topic with him comes up. It is nice that he's taking his career seriously.
Yeah.
And which he didn't do ever. And that's nice, and we'll move on. How about break up the Eric Bledsoe Clippers? Break them right up, because they are hot. They're 2-0.
Did you think he'd be this good in a starting role?
I mean, I didn't think he was that great against Memphis. I think he was awesome last night against the Rockets. Against Memphis,
but to be fair, that's Rockets defense.
Yeah. I mean, I still need to see him running a team over a stretch more than 2 games. Like, I need to see it for like 2 months until I start thinking like, yeah, this guy definitely needs his own team right now. I know he'll have his own team eventually and it'll be warranted, but just right now, I don't know that I see him as a starting point guard. I tend to be like much slower and less forgiving with that stuff with young guys though, in terms of like, oh, they should be running their own shit. Like, because I just think the point guard position is a very important thing, and it's hard for young point guards to, not to put up stats, but to put up meaningful stats, you know?
This roster is disgusting.
The Clippers?
Yeah.
Like, disgusting awesome?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if, like, you were impressed by them, or if you saw that Willie Green played 17 minutes.
Hey, hey. 15 points on 6 shots, sir.
Yeah.
15 points on 6 shots.
No, Harden beat him up real good.
I feel like I peaked too early with the Rockets thing, because I told you weeks ago, I was like, they're going to go on a run, and then they won that run, and then they, oh no, their defense is terrible again.
Yeah,
Are you surprised? I'm really surprised that McHale team can't defend. At all. Like, he's not Tibbs, but I thought they'd be tougher than this.
I think he's a toughness guy. I wouldn't say he's a tough defense guy, if that makes sense. Like, I think he preaches toughness and not backing down, but I don't know if he's a defensive strategist. It could just be a lot of, hey, bear down. Hey, hey, play hard here. Rebound.
Flip free or die. Penny saved is a penny earned.
That's not what James Harden can do for you. I like that we turned him into a president.
Right, President Kevin McHale. Yeah, I mean, are they, I can't figure out if Houston's going to be able to they're going to be able to do anything in the playoffs. Like, all I want is for them to be, like, that dangerous first-round team that loses in seven games.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have the defense to do it.
Do you think they're a definite playoff team?
Well, I'm looking at the standings.
I mean, they're up there, obviously.
I mean, they're seventh. And the teams are Portland, Utah, Minnesota, and the Lakers.
Cut Minnesota right out of there.
So, it's Portland, Utah, and the Lakers.
Yeah. I don't know. Utah's backcourt is such a mess. I keep thinking that Utah is a better team than Portland. Like, a definitively better team, and that backcourt just sucks. I love it when they've got Hayward in there running, but I love me some Jamal Tinsley, but he's not a full-time point guard.
Give me a week, and I'll probably say the Lakers are going to get that 8 spot.
Yeah, I still think they're going to make it.
And even then, there's another spot, so
yeah.
I mean, I guess Houston can make it. I don't know. Like, I don't buy Portland. I think Utah's got some chemistry problems.
Really?
Yeah. Because, look, Favors wants to play more. Millsap isn't a contract year. He needs to get paid.
Jefferson's in a contract year.
Yeah, but Jefferson, I don't think Jefferson cares, because Jefferson knows. Like, Jefferson knows no matter what, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Like, Jefferson's, for as weird as it kind of is, Jefferson's kind of established. You know, and then Mo Williams, noted locker room guy.
Mo Williams has always been just a calming influence.
Calming influence. Rajah Bell, obviously that situation still hangs out there. Alec Burks has to be frustrated with how he's getting treated.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward. When things are going good, they're going great, but when things struggle, the team tends to snipe.
Gordon Hayward's just on his Game Boy.
Right. Playing StarCraft.
And don't forget about Dallas. Ready to go on a run. They're 3 in a row.
Yeah, they got Mammy. Their fans got Mammy yesterday for not putting them higher in power rankings. They're like, they won 3 games in a row, and I'm like, The discussion this week has been, who do we have to trade?
Right.
Mark Cuban literally said everyone is on the table except Dirk.
The Bank of Cuban is open.
Should they trade Mayo?
Because
he can get the best return. If you put Matrix and Mayo together, that's young, versatile scorer and veteran wing defender.
Yeah, they could bring in Powell.
Oh, I just got nauseous. I figured out trades yesterday to get. I used Trade Machine on a site that is not CBSSports.com that you shouldn't go to. And
I didn't know there were other websites.
I figured out a way to get Dallas, Andre Iguodala, and Al Jefferson to go with Dirk.
Oh, that's sexy.
I had to trade every other member of the Dallas Mavericks.
And then you get to promote the D League with 9 D League call ups.
That front court, man.
Yeah, that front court would be great. With Blake Ahern and Troy Hudson running the back court.
Garrett Temple. I think Garrett's on team.
Yeah, Garrett's on the Wizards.
Yeah.
Good for him.
They're like 700 capable yet uninspiring point guards.
Right.
Okay, is Philadelphia done? What is going on with Philadelphia?
I mean, they're built around a center that hasn't shown up. I really feel that. Like, they have...
But they're not built around him, because it's the same team as last year, minus Iguodala.
Nah, I feel like that team is built around him. Like, influence in the set, in the middle that is not Kwame Brown or Spencer Hawes, and then shooters to spread the floor. Like, shooters to spread the floor doesn't matter if no one cares about what's happening inside.
Right.
Like, no one's doubling Thad Young. No one's doubling the drive of Evan Turner. No one's, I mean, they probably should be at this point, but nobody's doubling the drive of Drew Holiday, you know?
Right. Grievous Vasquez, 23 points, 9 assists.
This guy,
man.
He's playing. He was great, too. I mean, he got torched by Holiday, but we talked about it yesterday. Like, that patience is just so good.
Eric Gordon, 19-4 on 13 shots.
He does not look bad. This Hornets team is just a lot more likable with him in there.
I liked him. I liked him anyway. Early in the year, when they came to Denver, they were awful. They were in the doldrums and were just bad. Alfred Aminu is an energy guy. Is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't like it when he has to make a decision with the basketball, but just flying up and down the court, like, yeah, he's and Grievous knows how to find him for the alley-oop, knows how to find him for dunks inside. Robin Lopez has been really good, even still. Like, he hasn't fallen off. It's confusing.
Anthony Davis's rebounding numbers astound me.
How low they are?
No, how high they are. I figured he would struggle a lot more with rebounding, because the kid is rail thin.
Yeah, but
like, he's like a paper airplane.
Yeah, but he's Inspector Gadget.
That's true.
I'm surprised that his blocks and his rebounds are so low. I really expected him to be like a 9-rebound, 2-block guy.
Yeah.
And he's not that far off of it, but he's far enough.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to like hit a stride, though, because he's going to hit, like this is still his, you know, first real month.
Right.
So. Roger Mason's playing well. What's that about?
I don't care to acknowledge it. It's uncomfortable.
Zombie Henry had double digits last night. What is going on?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, but Philadelphia's got good defense. I understand if this game was 89-70.
I mean, let me explain this to you. Jason Richardson, Damian Wilkins, and Nick Young played a combined 41 minutes. I don't think that perimeter is that locked down.
It's true. And the game of the night, overtime.
That was fun. That was a fun game. It was fun to see Ty Lawson back to being a really good player. JaVale was awesome. Like, his box score does not do him justice. He was a lot of fun. That alley-oop he put down at the end was incredible.
Every play is either really good or really bad.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of, Kenneth Faried, 21-11.
Funny connected fact, LaMarcus Aldridge, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. he can't guard any stretch fours.
No.
Can't guard any of them.
What I took away from that game is I was actually surprised at how passive Damian Lillard seemed. I just expected him to be a lot more aggressive.
The Nuggets were sending multiple defenders at him, I noticed. They were sending, he would come around the pick, and they would send one guy and then another guy to flash,
right,
and then recover. And he's not good enough to react instinctively yet. Like, when that happened, he's still reacting to things.
Yeah.
And those are instances where you have to be like, oh, okay, this has happened, I automatically do X.
Yeah.
And he's more in a, oh, I'll see if I can do this or this or this. You can't really do that, you can't screw around.
And I think we saw a pretty good mix of J.J. Hickson. Like, he had great numbers. He scored around the rim. He rebounded like crazy and made just horrible defensive decisions towards the end. That one where he acted like McGee, like, pushed him 12 feet. I mean, he really, like, went out on that. Like, I couldn't tell if he was actually, like, if he got pushed or if he was just going to, like, go into a weird help zone.
Right.
Like, that was a weird play. And, you know, some Portland fans were telling me, like, oh, he was pushed, like, that's a foul. And I thought, I don't really think so. I think he was kind of just going that way anyway.
Just runs in random directions. He's got some sort of disease where he runs in random directions.
Right.
I can't control my legs. Nicholas Batum had a great game, and he also had a hell of a flop.
Oh, that was a good flop. That was textbook.
Which one are you talking about? Because I'm talking about the one where he tried to do it on Iguodala and rest it and go for it.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a textbook flop.
He slid like 10 feet.
Yeah.
One of Iguodala's like only scores, one of his four scores on the night. He wants to be that guy so bad.
Yeah, that's what you tweeted. Like, he wants to be that guy, and he's just not it. And you know, that was, I feel like that was kind of a problem in Philadelphia, but really the problem was that he and Doug Collins just hated each other.
I mentioned this the other night to a Nuggets blogger, and I want to bounce it off of you. Concerning the fact that he's most often guarded by twos because they have to put their threes on Gallo because he's so tall.
Right.
What do you think about putting him in the high post and having him face up and do the one-legged Dirk shot?
Well, I don't want him taking that shot, but I like him in the post.
He hit it the other night. I was like, I wonder if he could do that, and then he hit it. And I mean, I was like, oh.
JaVale hit a three. I don't want him spotting up in the corner.
I don't know. I like him face up with a short hop more than I like him, because when he gets on the dribble, he honestly jumps too high.
Yeah, I don't like him on the dribble, but I like it. I like the idea of him in the post a lot, especially if he's being guarded by twos.
I'm not saying like the full-on one-legged fadeaway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that little, the planted hop jump.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. If he's not trying to completely imitate Dirk, I think I like that.
Like, I feel like he'd be a lot more successful that way.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I just think that there's a better way to use him than how he's been using himself. That sounded wrong.
Yeah. I'll have to check, but I think his spot numbers are actually okay. So let's talk about this Knicks thing.
this is just such a James Dolan thing to do. Oh, my God.
Don't know, we actually reported on this on Monday, but we'll blog about it. So, Dolan, after the KG, after Honey Nut Cheerios, for the Bulls game, put two extra microphones on the court just to try and catch Bulls players to see if they were unnecessarily harassing Carmelo Anthony, excessively trash-talking Carmelo Anthony.
I don't know what that means, excessively trash-talking. Isn't that for the referee to determine?
Well, I suppose the idea is, well, they didn't catch it last time.
This is like having your mom go to school.
That's exactly what I thought.
And telling the bully to stop picking on you. Like,
that's the exact thing I thought about. That's the first thing I thought about. Is it's just like calling your mom.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to get into the whole gender stereotypes, but it is very much calling a parent to be like, I'm sure Mello didn't ask for it, but that's what it comes off as, is Mello being like, they're picking on me.
Right.
Make them stop saying mean things about my wife. And like, don't get me wrong, like, it's not okay what KG said if he said that.
I find it to be hilarious.
Which Doc Rivers says he did not.
Yeah, but, I mean, Doc wouldn't unnecessarily back his guy, would he?
Nah, he wouldn't lie about that.
No.
He would never lie about that. But, like, it's unnecessary, but I mean, you have to, like, the players are going to regulate that. Like, if that's a problem, then Rasheed Wallace or Kurt Thomas or Amari Stoudemire or Tyson Chandler or whoever, forgot I said Amari Stoudemire there, you know, J.R. Smith, somebody needs to jack someone. Like, that's what needs to happen, is they need to give an unnecessary foul to be like, no, that's not going to be happening.
I find it unlikely that a team with Kurt Thomas wouldn't retaliate. Not that he's a thug or anything, but he's an old school, like, I'll put you on your butt kind of guy. Like, I just can't imagine that if it's that severe, he's not going to do something about that. Like, that's a guy who will back his teammates, and that's a guy who doesn't mind giving a hard foul.
That's the first thing that needs to happen in that Boston New York game.
Just as KG goes up for the tip, Kurt Thomas comes, I don't know, walking in. I don't really think he's going to run, but comes, like, waddling in and just plants him.
Yeah, I mean, just nails him. And there would be a fight, and then they would get over it, and then they could play.
I disagree. No one's fighting Kurt Thomas. I found, like, old people have that, like, steel worker strength, that vice grip. Like, I just imagine Kurt Thomas used to be a steel worker.
Right.
And he, no one's messing with that guy.
Kurt Thomas is John Henry.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be a fight. It would be an NBA fight.
Yeah,
hold me back. Hold me back.
Wait, you guys line up in front of me. Okay, now I'm going after you.
Right.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like that, it was like when, it's not the same thing, but last year the Timberwolves thought Ricky Rubio was being like manhandled on the court.
Oh yeah, I remember
that. And they sent in a videotape of, and it's like, really? Like, this is not doing him any favors. It's really not.
The league, there are certain areas in which the league polices itself. This is a players league and they police it.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, I'm sure that most guys in the league would say, oh, KG can't say that, it's not okay.
Right.
Like, they'd laugh while they were saying it.
Right.
It's funny.
Exactly.
But they'd be like, you can't say that. Like, you know, that's not done. And KG's the only guy that can get away with it. That's part of it. KG's the only guy that can get away with it. He's probably not going to face retaliation because of his respect and standing in the NBA versus, I'm trying to think. Kwame's terrible, so that's not really fair. I'm trying to think of like a young, good, big. Even DMC. Like, DMC, oh.
Oh.
It'd be even worse than it is now. I mean,
yeah.
It'd be bad.
He had a great technical foul against Tyler Zeller the other night.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Threw him down and then stood over him, like, yelled at him. The referee kind of looked at him at first before he whistled the tech. He's just like, really? Like, have you learned nothing? Like, I don't even want to have to do this right now, but I have to give you a tech. Like, you can't do that.
Like, honestly, you're that stereotype?
Yeah.
Really? You're a caricature of yourself.
Right.
That's what my tech is on you for. Technical foul, caricature of self.
Right. That should be a tech. Actually, KG would get thrown out of every game if that was
every
a tech.
Every game. So All-Star uniforms are out.
Oh, you posted on that this morning on Iowa Basketball. Those are sick. I like them.
You like them?
Yeah. I'm digging them.
I'm bad with the fashion stuff, so I was like, I guess I kind of like them. Worried that everyone was going to be like, oh, these are the worst ever.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they're okay. I mean, they're awesome.
Yeah, it's like, these are really good if that's the thing that you're into.
Yeah, I long for the days. I always compare it against, like, what was it, the All-Star game in San Antonio, like 95 or 96, where they had like that, or maybe it was San Antonio or it was Phoenix, but they had, might have been Phoenix, but they had like this Southwestern motif on it. I'm just like, I compare, if it's not as bad as that, then I'm happy with it. I do miss them wearing their own uniforms. I love that.
Yeah, I think that'd be more interesting. I'm trying to think which ones I liked and didn't like. I don't know, I like some of the futuristic ones that they've done in recent years.
Yeah, I haven't been crazy about that, but I'm just, unless Michael J. Fox is involved, I'm not really interested in the future.
Yeah, the kind of military lettering is kind of cool on these. And the stars on the side.
Stars on the side, military lettering. It's a good blue. It's a good red.
Yeah, that's probably the best blue. When they do the light blue, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Or like the metallic blue. Ugh.
There's a hint of pattern in the jersey, but it's not like, it's not really popping out. You just kind of notice it if you stare at it. It's good. I like it. It's gonna look good running and jumping.
Which is kind of your key.
Yes.
Good running jump. So tonight's games.
Tonight's games. There's a bevy of games.
A bevy. Good word.
Great word.
Let's see. There's a bunch of pick-ems tonight too. I'm getting killed. I went 4-2 last night and was feeling good about myself. Got today's picks and was like, oh no. Bulls are 4.5 on the are given 4.5 on the road versus Toronto. I like the Bulls there. I feel like Toronto's finding out. Oh no, we're actually not good.
Yeah, I like that Bulls defense on random nights.
The Hawks are giving 4 versus the Nets at home.
They're giving 4?
After that game the other night, they're giving 4.
They are -4 on the night. Yeah. They're
favored by 4 points.
You're looking at the correct area, the correct line.
Yes.
And it says the Hawks are a 4-point favorite.
Yes.
I disagree.
Yeah, I said the Nets and like instantly and ran with it.
Yeah. I mean, like, Larry Drew did.
I guess the idea is team pissed off at such a piss poor performance versus, you know, at home versus team on a back to back. I guess that's the model there.
They've been really bad on defense. really bad on offense. They've been really bad, period.
They've been really bad everywhere.
Their offensive rating in the last seven games is like 91.9. Something like that.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't think they can score with them. New Jersey on a bad night puts up 105.
Wait, is Devin Harris injured?
I'm sorry, New Jersey, Brooklyn.
Yeah. Is Devin Harris injured?
It's a good question. If he is, then might need to switch that to the Hawks.
Yeah, if he is, I like the line. If he's going to play, though, I don't
really unnecessarily mean to Devin Harris. Like, he's just a player, but I blame him for everything.
Yeah, it's not his fault. It's Larry Drew's fault. Larry Drew did promise changes, though.
Yeah, you wrote about that yesterday.
He promised changes. I think
are they going to put Josh Smith in some sort of magical potion water that changes him into a different player?
They're going to hypnotize him into thinking he should only be in the post.
Got a little watch in front of him.
Am I crazy for thinking this Hornets-Celtics game could be fun?
Yeah, it's Hornets hot back-to-back.
Okay.
Celtics are red hot. It's 7.5. I take the Celtics.
Yeah.
It's a high line, though. If you like the Hornets, 7.5 is a high line.
Yeah.
Like, I took the Hornets, I think, a month ago versus the Celtics. And it's, like, kind of similar situation, just because I like where the Hornets were playing and how Boston was still struggling. But Boston's figured it out. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I kind of like this to be a close game.
Well, let's see about that one. That'll be one to revisit tomorrow. Nuggets on a back-to-back are in Oklahoma City.
Oof.
-8.5 the Thunder are. Thunder are given 8.5.
That's a lot of points, though. I know the Nuggets are on the road back-to-back, but that's a lot of points. I feel like this is a good matchup. I would take the Nuggets and the points.
I took the Nuggets and the points.
Yeah, I like that.
Just because 8.5 is so high.
Yeah, that's just a lot of points.
I feel like they lose by 6.
I can see Corey Brewer hitting a 3 at the buzzer, lose by 6. Right.
Nah, he doesn't usually hit those. He hits them at the end of quarters. He's usually not on the floor for the end game. Yeah, Carl's doing this weird thing too, where he's like, even though like Kufis was +15 last night, played fine. He's closing games with McGee. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if he's just doing it to see if he can.
Yeah, I like that as like a learning experience. I don't know that it should be a regular thing, but I do like that as a learning experience for him. Kufos is just like, is he the new Nick Collison? Like, he's just a plus-minus maven.
It's plus-not-minus. Seriously, if you have the opportunity, go check out Kosta Kufos' plus-minus numbers. They're insane.
It's incredible.
And like, I mean, it's not that he doesn't do anything. Like, he gets points, he gets rebounds.
Yeah, he's a solid rebounder. I think he's been solid on defense. He can finish. Like, he's just been a pretty decent player.
Yeah. With
a good impact.
Mavericks are giving 4.5 versus the Rockets tonight.
They're giving points.
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't understand this at all.
Well, it's back-to-back at home, man. So, it's like, if you get the 3 points for the home...
Yeah.
That's only 1.5 points for the back-to-back.
How are they going to score with the Rockets, though? That's just what I don't see. I don't see how they're going to score with the Rockets.
Darren Collison, O.J. Mayo versus James Harden and Jeremy Lin. Wash?
No, not a wash.
Not a wash? Mayo could score.
It's a wash if you take away Jeremy Lin. Like, Harden, they can match Harden on their own. Like, I don't know about that.
Who's guarding Dirk?
I don't know that it matters. I mean, if he's going to probably score regardless. You could put Parsons on Mayo.
Yeah, I got the Rockets. So.
Yeah.
Spurs are giving 5.5 to Memphis.
Is Rudy playing?
I like Spurs. Memphis is not in a good place right now.
Yeah. Is Rudy playing?
I think Manu's out.
Yeah, Manu's out. I don't know. I don't know about that. I would go... Spurs at home. I'd probably go Spurs. It's 4.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5-point win. That's not much. That's still a close game. I'd go
Spurs.
It's
free throws down the stretch.
Yeah.
Rudy's going to come back and hit a 3 at the buzzer to screw me. Happened last time.
He is intent on ruining your season.
He's done it to me like 3 times this year. Cam looks bad.
Game of the night, Wizards Kings.
Oh, God, I looked at that and was just like, oh, really? Do we have to play this?
The undefeated John Wall Wizards.
Yeah, I took the Wizards here. They're getting 4.5. I took the Wizards.
Yeah, getting 4.5? Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean, look, Wall really is making things make sense. Like, A.J. Price is playing well as a backup. Martell Webster is actually being competent.
They could not have picked a better stretch for Wall to come back. This schedule has just been... I mean, they had the Magic. They had a reeling, reeling Hawks team. They had this Kings team, which is always a mess. Like, this is a good time to bring him back.
The Nate versus the DeMarcus Cousins. That's fun.
Oh, that is fun.
You got Jason Thompson versus Mecca Okafor.
That's not so fun.
You got Trevor Ariza versus John Salmons.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be sick.
Get excited.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought it couldn't get any worse than when the Beat scored on Jared Jeffries the other night, but this may do it.
Bradley Beal versus Marcus Thornton.
That's fun. Wall against...
And John Wall versus Isaiah Thomas.
/ Tyreek Evans.
/ Jimmer Fredette.
Right. Yeah, you give me John Wall versus Jimmer. I'm in.
John Wall versus Jimmer. I want A.J. Price versus Jimmer. How about that? The big game of the night. The actual big game of the night.
Yeah.
Heat are giving 2.5 on the road versus the Warriors. I took the Warriors and ran.
Yeah, it feels like a trap game to me.
Like,
he get back-to-back nationally televised games. That's fun.
On the road. This is brutal. I mean, I don't understand why people don't see this coming. Like, this is exactly like the Heat plan these slumps. Like, January is when they let everybody kind of talk about them, and then they get better in February and March, and yeah. They're fine, and then they coast through April, and they kill in the playoffs.
Yeah, this Warriors team is just so fun. I want to take them just because they're fun.
And they're gonna be so hyped up for this game. They want to win these games. They want to prove, like, they get hyped up for these regular season matchups.
That's the thing. They're proving a point. The Heat have nothing to prove. The Heat have nothing to prove until the Eastern Conference Finals, you know?
That's really the problem. I think that's the problem LeBron's having, because LeBron's like, look, I'm ready to go every night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at a point in my career where I want to go every single night. I want to win every single night. And Dwayne Wade's like, eh. And Chris Bosh is really like, eh.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade's like, you know what? This chilling thing doesn't sound so bad. I'm with you, Chris.
Rashard Lewis is like, has anyone seen my AARP magazine?
They featured Joel Anthony on a pick and roll a lot the other night against the Jazz. To where it made me think, like, they definitely are not taking the regular season seriously.
Haslam sucking has been very problematic for them.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that they're like, well, Bosch is... Small ball with Bosch isn't working. Okay, let's bring in Haslam. And that's not working.
He had moments in the playoffs last year where he was fine, but the last 2 years, he's really been terrible.
Yeah. Well, he was hurt last year.
Yeah, but you get to a point in your career with some guys where they cross that threshold of age and injury. Where they're just not able to recover after, you know.
Yeah, he's been bad this year.
Yeah, he's been really bad.
He's been bad. Portland's giving 6 on a back-to-back at home versus the Cavs.
I kind of like the Cavs here. I like the Cavs really? Play a competitive game.
Nah, Portland's going to be mad about last night. Portland's going to be ticked off. They should have won that game last night.
Yeah, they really should have.
Denver was like throwing themselves. No, seriously, take this. No, it's okay.
I don't know. You get Alonzo G bothering Damian Lillard.
You really like G's defense, though.
I like putting him on a point guard. He's, you know, he gets burned a lot, but he is aggressive and he's harassing.
Kyrie had a bad game last game, which means he'll probably have a good game tonight.
He's like a subcommittee senator. Aggressive and harassing.
Who's guarding Aldridge or Hickson? This is JJ Hickson revenge game.
It is. I didn't factor that in. Yeah, I think I gotta go Blazers. Yeah. The JJ Hickson revenge game.
Yeah. He's gonna drop something like a. He's gonna drop like a 12-5 game on these guys.
Yeah, maybe 14-8. Legendary.
We'll be writing about that game forever.
Can Tristan Thompson defend Aldridge?
Stop.
No, that's a legitimate question.
No.
I don't know. Thompson's been playing really good ball.
Yeah, I think he can score on him. I think Thompson can score on him. I don't think he can defend him. Aldridge is going to give him the shake, and he'll be like, what?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Like, Thompson can actually guard in space pretty well, but Aldridge's post moves will kill him.
And then the six-man matchup, Pavlovich versus Waiters.
Oh, God.
That'll be fun.
Their benches. Oh,
Portland's got to do something. I cannot. I know they're good. I know they're at least a good enough team to be doing what they're doing right now.
Are they?
Because of the starters, but I cannot be expected to think that they're going to be a playoff team unless they get one player on that bench. And maybe it's Will Barton getting better. I don't care what it has to be, but something's got to change with that bench. I refuse to watch it anymore.
I think you're right to not want to watch it anymore. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you know. What they need is for, like, LMA to freak out and demand a trade. That's what they need.
That would actually be nice for them.
Yeah, because then they get a bunch of young pieces back. They'll get a great haul for him.
They got cap space.
Everything will work out great.
I like it. Blow it up, Paul Allen. Do something Paul Allen-y. I think that's it. I think we're done. We're out of news.
We're out of news. Slow day. We're talking about something fun tomorrow. I don't know what. But...
Yeah, we had a plan, didn't we? You had planned something out.
Oh, hey, just fresh off the wire. You're going to love this.
Oh, God.
That Brooklyn line needs to go up.
Why?
Josh Smith has been suspended one game by the team.
Oh, no.
Detrimental conduct.
Take the Nets and run.
Take the Nets and run.
Maybe those were the changes.
Statement from Josh Smith. Clearly, I am competitive and was frustrated by our recent losses. I understand and respect the team's actions and just want to get back on the court to do whatever is necessary to help my teammates. I apologize for letting them down and apologize to our fans for not being available for tonight's game. This team was so good 2 weeks ago.
They really were. I mean, that's what I wrote about. Like, they were 20-10. And they've gone, like, 1-6 since. And not just gone 1-6, but they've been atrocious.
Freaking Devin Harris.
Freaking Devin Harris. Can I make that the title? Probably not.
Freaking Devin Harris. Thanks, Zach.
All right, thanks, Matt.